One morning, a man wakes up and discovers he has turned into a giant insect. His first thought? He is going to be late for work. That reaction, not horror, not grief, just logistical panic, is the entire engine of Franz Kafka's genius. The Oxford English Dictionary added the word Kafkaesque in 1947, defining it as situations marked by senseless, disorienting, often menacing complexity. But that definition only scratches the surface. The real terror Kafka perfected was not the nightmare itself. It was how completely ordinary people accept the nightmare and move on. Think of Gregor Samsa, the traveling salesman at the center of The Metamorphosis. He wakes transformed into something monstrous. The German word Kafka chose was Ungeziefer, not cockroach, as many translations suggest. It means unclean animal, a creature so base it has no proper name. That ambiguity is deliberate. Gregor is not a specific bug. He is something society cannot categorize, cannot use, cannot accommodate. And yet his family's first concern is the lost income. His boss sends a manager to the apartment door. The machinery of obligation grinds forward. Reggie's, that is the cold center of Kafka's world. The system does not pause for your transformation. Now, where did this vision come from? Kafka spent most of his adult life working at the Workers' Accident Insurance Institute for the Kingdom of Bohemia. His job was investigating personal injury claims for industrial workers, men who lost fingers, hands, entire limbs to factory equipment. He processed their suffering through forms, procedures, and bureaucratic channels that often denied them relief. He saw, daily, how institutions absorb human pain without flinching. That experience is not background color in his fiction, it is the architecture. For example, the faceless authority figures in his stories, the unanswerable charges, the corridors that lead nowhere, these were not invented abstractions, they were his Monday through Friday. The key idea here is that Kafka did not imagine bureaucratic cruelty. He documented it in disguise. His personal life fed the same fire. Kafka wrote a massive, unsent letter to his father Hermann, a domineering, physically imposing man who made his son feel perpetually small and guilty without cause. That letter became a blueprint. The guilt that Gregor Samsa's family projects onto him, the sense that the protagonist has failed some unnamed standard, the punishment that arrives before any crime is named, all of it maps onto Kafka's lived experience of paternal judgment. Remember this. In Kafka's fiction, the accused never quite knows the charge. That is not surrealism for its own sake. That is autobiography wearing a mask. Reggie's. When you read his characters shrinking under invisible authority, you are reading a man processing his own life in the only language that felt honest to him. The takeaway from Kafka's world is this. The most disturbing element of the metamorphosis is not the transformation. It is the calm. Gregor does not scream. He calculates. He wonders whether he can still catch his train. His family does not mourn him. They adapt, then resent, then erase him. Kafka understood something that cuts deep. Alienation does not announce itself with drama. It arrives quietly, gets absorbed into routine, and is eventually treated as someone else's inconvenience. A situation becomes truly Kafkaesque, not when it is merely strange, but when the strangeness is met with bureaucratic normalcy, when the horror is processed like paperwork. Kafka's friend Max Brod saved his manuscripts from destruction. Kafka had asked him to burn everything, and because of that act, these stories survived to name an entire category of human experience. The Kafkaesque is not a literary style, it is a diagnosis. And once you recognize it, Reggie's, you will start seeing it everywhere.